Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Yeah, hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Here we are, well into the summer once again, a Saturday night. It is 9 o'clock, the time to listen to the best in modern and contemporary sounds on the planet. In Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In. Now, is it just me, or have they altered the speed of time? Because COVID or not, the year seems to be whizzing by, and here we are in August, the same time of the year when the kids, having just started this holiday, are prompted to think about the next, possibly because the shops start putting wrapping paper and gift ideas in stock, not to mention filling the shelves with Halloween. It's the summer. Let's just make the most of it, shall we? Jumping In on the radio, a glass in one hand, and perhaps a cream egg or a hot cross bun in the other. So, what has been putting you with the holiday mood this week, H? And I mean the summer holidays.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Christmas already. It must be...
Don't mention the C word.
I'm going to be infolding with Martin France. A bit of spin marvel. I'm enjoying that. Lenny, you can't go wrong. I haven't had any Lenny Tristano. I've always been a great fan of his on the programme for some time. And yeah, I think we might have a bit of Africa Brass as well.
Fantastic. And for me, well, we get lost in a dark maze. A tribute to a tribute to a great man or two. A rag for a shoe, perhaps. And as the Olympics in Tokyo draw to a close, what better way to start than with the runners? On your marks, get set, go.
Mm-hmm.
And the race was run. What a fantastic start to the show there with a real kicking brass section. That was The Runners 1 plus 2 from Explosive, an album originally released back in 1971 as a Dutch-only release on the Philips Jazz label. The recording took place over 4 days prior to an acclaimed performance at Jazz Festival Loestrecht in the summer of 71. And it was a truly international affair with a band made up of musicians from 17 different countries. What a lineup. Featuring, among others, I won't go through them all, but Benny Bailey, Herb Geller, Ak Van Ruin, Jigs Wigg, and from Britain, and a solo we heard there, fine sax man Tony Coe, still sounding great a half a century later on.
Tony Coe,
I knew you'd get there in the end.
Very fine sound, and it is, I mean, it's fascinating listening to some of these big bands. And again,
it's really modern writing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really is.
You can listen to that, and we were just listening at the beginning of saying what the date on it, and you start off listening to it, and you think, yeah, this could be a contemporary big band. This could be a big band playing in 2020. And then you listen, and still sounds fresh as paint. And the more I listened, I thought, no, actually, it could go back much further than that. And eventually I thought, yeah, it's something from the 70s. But it doesn't sort of reek of the 70s. It's just, it still sounds really fresh and imaginative and very modern. But yeah, most enjoyable. Again, I'm just loving some of these big band sounds coming around. Martin France. He's played with a couple of big bands, notably Loose Tubes, of course, amongst others. One of the Loose Tubes drummers had an ECM with First House Recordings. They were good too. I must play some of those again. A couple of the First House recordings. And then more recently he's had a band called Spin Marvel. And this again from Uncle Bob from his charity box. Thank you very much. Some great stuff in there, Bob. And yes, by the way, the check's in the post. I will drop the money around to you, I promise. Don't think I've run away with them. But Martin, yeah, does a lot of educational work these days. Still a fine drummer as well, of course, playing here with Tim Harris, Tia Evanson on live electronics, Nils Petter Malva, of course, the master of the trumpet and electronics, and Emre Ramazanoglu on drums as well, on a couple of tracks on this, on Spin Marvel. Not someone I know, but a great sound, lots of electronics, very modern sort of sound. Have a listen to this one, it's called Canonical. Thank you. Spin Marvel, Rare Noise Records, 2014, I think that one came out. Enjoy that. It sort of sounds a bit like if you've ever listened to any of Kung Vu's album, the trumpeter used to play with Pat Metheny in his quartet, and he's had a few out. Similar sort of sound there in places, I think. That sort of, you know, that sort of sound, overdriven sort of a sound on the amps, and the sound again up on the Nils Petter Malmsteen, and that sort of overdrive type technique. Yeah, I like that. And then, of course, using lots of loops and electronics. Works for me. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea again, but good stuff. Martin France on the drums, like I said, Tim Harris on the bass, Tia Evanson doing most of the live electronics, and Nils Petter Malmsteen on the trumpet.
And now for something a little bit different, but in a different direction. When is a piano trio not a piano trio? Well, OK, it is a piano trio, but perhaps not with the instrumentation you expect. Greek pianist and composer Tania Giannouli joins with her fellow countrymen Andreas Polyzogopoulos and Kyriakos Tapkis on their latest release, In Fading Light. And they're not a bassist and a drummer, as you might expect, but a trumpeter and an oud player, respectively. Let's lose ourselves in Labyrinth.
Thank you.
Released last year on New Zealand-based Rattle Records, that was Labyrinth, taken from the latest release from the Tanya Giannulli trio. And you know, not only would that record sit happily on the ECM label, but it reminded me really strongly of the old ECM favourite from 1981, So Green, from the late Gary Peacock's Shift in the Wind. And H got the album right, which I'll give him his due. And if you can't remember it, well, perhaps I'll pop it in a future edition of Jumping In, just to remind you.
And to remind you, you're listening to Jumping In with myself, H, and Chris. All the best sounds in modern and contemporary jazz. Any thoughts, by the way? Anyone, you know, you'd like feature or anything you're interested in or someone you haven't heard for a long time, drop us a line. Always interested to hear if you've got any thoughts. Anyone you think we should be listening to or featuring or playing or doing more of or less of, as the case may be. HowardKane@manxradio.com or ChrisKane@manxradio.com. And that Kane is C-A-I-N-E. And it is lowercase, and always interested to hear if you have got any thoughts. We're just thinking, and we're listening to that, about the London Jazz Festival coming up this year in November. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Everything crossed.
At the moment, they are going for the full Wazuma again. They had a real scale down, obviously, last year. For obvious reasons. This year, at the moment, it's all guns. They're doing some online things, but basically doing all the concerts live as much as usual as possible. And we just noticed the great Ralph Tanner playing at the Pizza Express, which would be a joy to go and see him in an intimate setting again. Best way to enjoy Tanner's music. And I'd love to see him playing solo guitar set once more in the Pizza Express. I'd love to have seen this man. Sadly, it's not going to happen now. Lenny Tristano, a real... well, you call him a rebel, an educator, someone, you know, a lateral thinker, quite sort of dense music, quite sort of difficult sometimes for some. I've always rather enjoyed his sound, and also an early experimenter with a bit of electronics and sort of tape loops and using sort of tape effects and such like. Here he is with Peter Ind, he of Bass Clef fame, and Jeff Morton. Thank you. And no, that wasn't a sort of rather brutal fade by me. That's the way it is on the track. Lenny Tristano on piano. Peter Ind, bass. I think, is he still around? He's in his 90s, I think, but I'm fairly sure he's
that
still
was
around.
Another
around
lovely
Peter
club,
Ind,
wasn't it? Bass Clef.
The bass Clef in Hoxton
two
Square.
Upstairs as well.
He used to be brilliant. They had the bass Clef in, back in its day. We're run by bassist Peter Ind. He'd sometimes play a little bit there as well. Jeff Morton on drums. Would you believe New York 1955? Sounds quite modern still now. What it must have sounded like in 1955, I don't know. And yeah, not recorded together. Basically, Peter Ind and Jeff Morton laid down the rhythm there, and then it was on tape, and then he played over the top of it and dubbed it over the top. I don't know quite why he did it that way. I don't think it was COVID around the 1950s, but it was done that way. And he was into experimenting with tapes, speeding tapes up, slowing them down, overdubbing, and I think the likes of Bill Evans, again, he's got that album Conversations With Myself, which is overdubbed, and I think he got that idea from listening to the likes of Lenny Tristano, was interested in doing that. Always an interesting player. Like I said, not everyone's cup of tea, and some people found him a little bit sort of too... what's the word? Academic, maybe. But I've always rather enjoyed his music. Never less than interesting and fresh. A great one on there. On Rhino, you can still see that one knocking around quite easily.
Of course, Les Paul was the man who, with Mary Ford, who started the multi-tracking thing, wasn't he? Really great success. Now, a pianist who left us all too soon, aged just 43, and perhaps was eclipsed by the careers of his employers. 12 albums he did with the Marsalis Brothers, 4 with Winton, 8 with Branford, 6 albums with Sting, plus albums with Chico Freeman, including the Pied Piper, by the way, we played a few weeks ago, with Kenny Garrett, with Dizzy, Elvin Jones, and yet only one album ever in his own name. I'm referring to the late Kenny Kirkland. Well, pianist Noah Hajdu has been making a study of the pianist's work, and his 2020 album, Doctone, is dedicated to some of the best of Kenny's compositions, including this one, which was Kenny's tribute in turn to John Coltrane, Mr. GC. Thank you.
Hello, this is Leanne Carroll. I like to sing, but I like more listening to Jumping In with Chris and H. Kane on Manx Radio. Go for it.
We heard there from the man himself. We had Mr. JC before, and there he was, Mr. JC, John Coltrane, from his classic Africa Brass Sessions. I think the first he did, or first of his recordings on Impulse, with the full orchestra as well, conducted, I think, by Eric Dolphy, if memory serves correct, with the classic quartet, of course, McCoy Tyner piano, Reggie Workman bass, Elvin Jones at the drums, like I said, back in the early 1960s, 61, I think it was, a terrific sound. Eric Dolphy conducting the brass as well there, wonderful sound, and the track, The Damned Don't Cry.
And you can't go very wrong with that. And before that, as you said, pianist Noah Haidu with Mr. JC from his album Docto and the music of Kenny Kirkland. Noah with the top draw rhythm section, bassist Todd Coleman, a great Todd Coolman, I beg his pardon. That's a really good jazz name, isn't it? Todd Coolman. Yeah, and Billy Hart at good the drums. Point. The trio was supplemented by sax man Steve Wilson, Gary Thomas and John Iribagon, as well as Dan Sadanowacki on percussion. And if you enjoyed that, you might also dig out Noah's latest, which is an appreciation of Keith Jarrett. He's a very brave man to tackle that, but there we are. Well, that's just about it for this week's show, but we can still sneak in a track from Clark's latest release on Deutsche Grammophon. Clark, other than making shoes, obviously, is an artist, and to give him his full name, Chris Clark, is a UK-based electronic music specialist who has several soundtracks to his name, but his latest neoclassical jazz crossover, whatever you want to call it, release, Playground in a Lake, is an electroacoustic adventure inspired by climate change. We leave you with Lambent Rag.
Bye. Keep swinging. Thank you.